Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Here we are, the 8th annual CACA Award winners.
Woot.
Now, you guys told us your favorite moments from 2015.
The goofiest, the silliest, the most ridiculous, the most heartbreaking.
That was show 2299. You heard the craziest stuff that went on all year. You voted, and now we will contact the winners. Now, first, let me say this. I heard some nice news about yesterday's show with Alison Klemp. Natalie Dickinson says, this episode had me lolling, which was a tall order this morning.
Oh.
That's sad. But.
And she goes to the gym.
I did almost drop a weight on my face laughing during chest flies.
Oh, that's the best. When people almost kill themselves because they listen to the show.
The only better compliment is if it was a car crash.
Right.
But thank you very much.
And then, you know, police reports. That's like next level shit. You understand.
She enjoyed. We were talking about B.O.B. and Neil deGrasse Tyson. And B.O.B. is saying, look, man, I'm a flat earth truther. The government wants you to believe this science that the earth is round.
Which is so funny because to me, the government would so not want you to believe that. Like, to me, the government wants you to believe in, like, God and stuff. And that doesn't coincide with
right
other scientific things.
Bob's right, though. You look outside, it looks pretty flat to me. I'm sorry, if it was round, I think I'd have trouble looking at stuff, right? You'd have to be on a ladder or something. Anyway, Neil deGrasse Tyson, it's bothering him so much. He was on The Nightly Show and addressed B.O.B., after B.O.B., which we played yesterday, put out a diss track.
This is so great. The internet and TV is really allowing us to really look at 12-year-old behavior.
All right, listen, B.O.B., once and for all. The earth looks flat because, one, you're not far enough away at your size. Two, your size isn't large enough relative to earth to notice any curvature at all.
I'm sure he didn't mean that as a diss. It's like really right. Relatively the way it is.
Oh, he's too small to see the earth's round. Oh, shit. I know Sarah Palin right now. She can see the earth's round right from her house.
Well, of course.
Relative to earth to notice any curvature at all. It's a fundamental fact of calculus and non-Euclidean geometry. Small sections of large curved surfaces will always look flat to little creatures that crawl upon it.
But this... Okay, that one was something. Yeah.
This whole thing, it's just a symptom of a larger problem. There's a growing anti-intellectual strain in this country. It may be the beginning of the end of our informed democracy. Of course, in a free society, you can and should think whatever you want. And if you want to think the world is flat, go right ahead. But if you think the world is flat and you have influence over others, as would successful rappers, or even presidential candidates, then being wrong becomes being harmful to the health, the wealth, and the security of our citizenry. Discovery and exploration got us out of the caves, and each generation benefits from what previous generations have learned. Isaac Newton, my man, said, "If I have seen farther than others, it's by standing on the shoulders of giants."
Everyone just went to church.
So that's right, B.O.B. When you stand on the shoulders of those who came before, you might just see far enough to realize the earth isn't flat.
Neil deGrasse. He fucking cursed.
This is called gravity.
And he drops the mic.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Now, that was the best nerd speech ever.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm team B.O.B.
Oh, shit.
Why does he care so much, these scientists, if the earth is round? He's really pushing an agenda, isn't he? Like, let's say B.O.B. said cows can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Would somebody say, I study cows. It's important you know they can't fly. No, you wouldn't care. You would just think it's crazy. So B.O.B.'s on to something.
Even your satire doesn't even,
I'm going to be okay if B.O.B. doesn't know the shape of the earth. He's going to rap just the same.
You don't think his followers were really...
But who cares? So people think the earth is flat. Do you go to work different? You know what I mean? Who gives a fuck? You don't walk a different way now to work knowing it's flat.
I don't know. I guess you just want to feel like people are getting smarter. That's all. It's just a feeling.
Remember Sherry Shepherd on The View? She didn't, in all fairness, she didn't know. She's agnostic when it comes to the shape of the earth. She's like, I don't know if the earth is round. And Whoopi Goldberg's like trying to help her. Like, how about I do the talking for you? You know it's round. No, I really don't.
Well, I don't know how to read those math equations. They're just showing me symbols.
And Barbara Walters says, well, let's think about it now. What do you think? Well, she doesn't have a compass. What, you know, how's she going to I need a ruler and a hammer. How's she going to figure out if it's fucking round? So she goes, you know what? I never thought about it. What I am thinking about is how to feed my kids. That's right. I don't need you. Who cares? It's the shape of a star. Who gives a fuck?
You know what? We should be congratulating her for feeding her kids. That's something that people don't get enough credit for.
Okay. Oh, I know the shape of the earth. Okay. But it is weird. Neil deGrasse Tyson said, hey, nightly show, can I come on your show and really give it to this beer? Who cares? It's an agenda and I don't like it.
So, I keep calling him Neil deGrasse because to me it's Degrassi High.
He put an E there. That's on him.
There's
so many problems with this guy. In science, just a SC? Pick one. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny though? The people who say like, no, I think the world is flat, they don't negate what actual scientists say. They just go, no.
Right.
Yeah.
We used to believe in a lot of stuff. Do you know the theory of relativity is just a theory? Let's not all act like relativity is a fact, people. Until it gets upgraded. Thank you.
You ever get nervous that people take you seriously?
People do. I'm looking at the forums right now. And for yesterday's show,
No, no one took you seriously.
Yeah. Oh, it's in bold. Old Seamus, my buddy. He writes, airplanes. Now, I said, I don't even know if the, I'll go you one further. I don't know that this earth really spins around because if I jump up, I land in the same place. You know what I mean? I should be like 2 inches over or something, right?
2 inches, definitely.
So Seamus says, in bold, airplanes don't move either, I guess. Next time when you ride in an airplane, jump up, notice that you land right back in the same spot. If the plane was moving, then you should land 0.1 a mile away. Look, a plane takes you somewhere. Dumb. You jump up. If you keep jumping, all of a sudden you're in a new country, right? Well, because the planes move. Of course, a plane moves. You see it move.
Are we really considering this math?
It's weird. No one gets motion sickness on Earth. It's a little strange. Actually, no one has this problem.
You know what? We're all filled with anxiety. Maybe it's the motion of the ocean.
Something's going on, and I don't like it. Let me tell you about Vistaprint. They support these theories. Also,
what you're going to do with Vistaprint, since they have such a good deal on some business cards, right. You should write the Earth is flat, B.O.B. And there's like 500 people will know better.
I don't know. I wonder what the cards are. Are the cards round or flat? I mean, come on. They're business cards. They're flat. Use your brain. 500 business cards. You ever see... I have a map on my wall of the earth. It's flat.
Whoa. But then how does that work with your globe?
That's like a novelty, the globe. All right, look. Vistaprint.com. 500 business cards for just $9.99. I mean, I have a lot of stuff in my house. You know what I mean? I have a Santa Claus. You squeeze it, it laughs. Santa's not real. All right, anyway. Vistaprint. 500 business cards. I don't think the magic eight ball is really magic. You know, there's cute things in my house. Okay. 500 business cards, $9.99 when you enter the promo code KATG at checkout. Now, they have everything, postcards, flyers, banners, but right now I'm talking about business cards. Customize the text, colors, backsides, more. Upload your logo to one of Vistaprint's designs. Upload your own design. Use their template any way you want to play it. They're fantastic. They guarantee you will love your product every time. Or they will make it right. Their customer service is impeccable.
That's so important because that's where the frustration actually happens.
Yeah, you don't have to be nervous. Like you're buying an airline ticket. You know, do I hit submit? Is everything exactly right? You do your best and they're going to make sure it's just fine.
Yeah, and you don't even have to buy like a guarantee. Like you talked about tickets. Mm-hmm. You know, when you buy the tickets, you're like, oh, if you ever want to change the tickets, you have to pay $50 extra or something. And you're like, do I buy the guarantee or not? Yeah, you don't need it.
There's a lot to deal with. Do you want to pay $100 in case you probably fucked up?
Right.
With these guys. Visit Vistaprint.com. You'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. Create and design your custom business cards. You enter the code KATG at checkout. Code KATG. And that's it. It's an exciting offer for a great product. Do not wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, Let's call some winners. What do you think of that?
Yeah. That's right.
Now, first up, Exceptional Ting Award. Now, this is going to go to people, I believe, did something exceptional.
So this is one of the ones that people didn't vote for, but it was just...
It's like a lifetime achievement award of sorts. You know?
It's like a 2015 achievement award.
I didn't know we can bet on this, you know? And you can't, but it's important that you need to know who's out there and what's out there. And I'll tell you what, some years it stays in the family. An Exceptional Ting Award goes to Michael and Maricela. Hello,
folks. Yeah! Otherwise known as the M&M team.
That's right. Now we have Maricela edits our videos. Maricela, talk about impeccable customer service.
Oh my God.
I'm always constantly hearing praise about Maricela's service.
Yeah, we get emails telling us that we should give you a raise. We'll talk about that later.
Right, but that's why we ended up getting you an award instead. Danny finds something in the closet. Michael does the constant upgrading with our computers, our video.
Come on, to be honest, we don't know what Michael does. Let's be honest.
He's with Maricela seems smart. If she picked him... for life, then
we're going by her.
You gotta,
there you go.
I mean, when they have
kids, we're gonna like the kids too. You know what I mean? It's just the way things are. So,
listen, Michael was a shithead growing up, but all of a sudden his brain kicked in, and it was very odd for all of us.
He upgrades the chat room, the feedback, the app during the storm. Just this weekend, you saw him.
He walked over in skis, people.
He skied over here to upgrade it all. But we just want to say congratulations and thank you guys so much. The years keep getting better and better, and you guys are lifesavers.
Yeah, there's definitely a feeling of comfort that we, you know, even when Keith and I, like, we're supposed to be the bosses, right? But sometimes we turn to each other and we just go, well, let's just call M&M.
The award feels good. Makes up a little bit for the trigger you just set me off on with that conversation about the Earth. And
but it is, you look out, Michael. I always see the horizon. I was in Hawaii. I see for miles. I see this horizon. The horizon looks pretty straight. You can take a piece of paper, hold it up to the horizon, you're going to find it. It's a straight line.
And your wife's from a different country, so she would tell you if it changed there.
I've been to Ireland. I've been to Scotland. I've been to England, Hawaii,
Israel,
Alaska, Israel. Now, I'm not here bragging. I'm just saying.
They made me go to Israel.
You've got some Steve Harvey level logic going on.
They all have one thing in common. I don't fall off.
The only thing you missed was, if we come from monkeys, why are they still monkeys? Why are there still monkeys here?
Well, Michael, your recent upgrade was about the marathon. And can you tell us what's going to be different about this year's marathon?
So this year we're gonna have the cameras in a 2x2 formation. So
what does that mean?
Last year the cameras are in the chat, and I'm trying to get something going for the people who aren't in the chat, or if you're on mobile, you still get to see the video. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna stream the cameras over YouTube. So if you have the YouTube app, you can actually watch the entire chat there. You could watch it on your TV. So if you have YouTube on your TV, you could watch it there.
You could watch all four cameras at the same time streaming, right?
Right, right. So anything that can handle YouTube will be able to watch the marathon too.
Now, of course, we're still going to have it in the chat, keithandthegirl.com/chat. And if you don't know how to find all this stuff, that stuff will be on our homepage. The marathon starts this Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. keithandthegirl.com will always give you all the info.
And what I like about the new cameras is that before, when you're in the chat room and you want to turn on all the cameras, you're turning on four separate cameras. And with just a little border around each of these cameras, it takes up space. So you would be able to see less tits from women that are trying to show you because you have less space to work with. That's why I think this is magnificent.
Yes.
You know, you could also get a second monitor and you porn.
See?
All right. Are you guys done talking to each other? Because
we live in the future.
Live in the future, then start realizing the shape of the earth. All right. Michael Khalili and Maricela Khalili, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Congrats. All right. When are you having kids, by the way? What's going on?
You know, that's funny that you're asking this, that, because basically you're asking us, are we having sex and are we doing it frequently, mm-hmm. right? Like, in what other part of conversation, in civilized conversation, do you just casually just say, are you guys fucking with like no
nice
protection?
Try, Michael. That's not deep. We're basically asking you
mom
if you're
asked, like, are you guys having babies? Are you trying? Like, did you just bang her last night?
Like, that's how I got mom to stop asking me. She was like, when are you having babies? I'm like, I don't know. I'm doing the things that you're supposed to.
Often. No, I told my parents my wife's uterus is fucked up.
I was going to say that to my mom. No joke.
It's fucking polluted. I tell them. Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. So yeah, we're definitely fucking and we're doing it frequently. So
good.
We'll just see what happens.
As soon as the marathon's over, he's sticking it in me.
All right. Well, let's get it going then.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.
Peace. Bye. Aw, yay.
All right. Now, up next, I want to tell you about...
You think Michael will tell my parents that he won an award from my show that they don't know about?
Yeah. What if the parent... When your parents... He's right. When parents ask you, you know, are you having a kid? Like, you know, are you trying to have a child? What do you think you're really asking? But these parents lived life, so they're not as stupid as we think or they act sometimes. Maybe they really are just flat. I am curious, are you guys banging on the regular? But you can't ask that, so I bring up babies.
Sure, because they know that if you're trying to have a baby and you are pregnant, that you would at some point tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, within the 9 months that you have to tell your parents, they'll notice maybe.
All right.
But now, what do I know? I don't have parents anymore.
Do you miss it?
Mostly no.
Okay, good job. Mm-hmm. Only when you find old clown costumes.
Right. And then I just fucking cry out of nowhere like a lunatic.
I want to tell people about our video feed. If you don't know, it's new this last year. Keith and the Girl video on iTunes. It's free. And it's videos that we put up every so often. In fact, what was featured on there, and it's still there, is Sean Tucker's documentary.
Now, this is amazing. He actually split it up into different sections. So one part is about me, one part's about Keith, one part is about how we used to date and we broke up. And then there's the fan episode. We have guests like Michael Fox, Mike Lawrence, Mike Kaplan, you know, a bunch of regulars that you guys like, Mateo Lane. They talk about what it's like to be on Keith and the Girl. And then they have the fan one, people who listen, people that you might recognize from the forums are on there. They Sean was here, one of the April 15th shows for that week. And he got a bunch of incredible videos. I think... if I wasn't saving up my tears for the clown costumes, I would be crying through those.
The Video Achievement Award goes to our buddy, Sean Tucker, for the Keith and the Girl videos, whatever we decide to name them, I forget. Sean,
thank you, Keith.
Congratulations. These are, you saw this when you put them out, but everybody loves your work. Like Hemda was mentioning, there's 7 episodes, Beginnings, Keith, Hemda, The Breakup, The Comics, Digging Deep, and The Fans. And it really gives, especially if you're newer to the show, it gives people an insight into, well, let you know how we met each other. How did we come up with the title, Keith and the Girl? What do we do when, you know, romantically we're not together anymore? And I think you did a great job.
And you can get it easily at keithandthegirl.com/video.
Yeah, thanks. It was so good to do. I mean, it was such an honor just to come over, and you guys gave me great access, and I got to meet everyone. It was really great, and it was the first time I'd done something that big, so it was really great that it came off, and hopefully it helped spread the word.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. And one day I remember, you know, I didn't like the color of my face. Sean was able to fix that and not make me feel like an asshole.
Keith is black now.
Right, I'm in blackface in these, but. Sean, yeah. I just want to say thanks a lot. I think you made this new video feed idea that we have a success. In fact, let me mention this. We just put up the all-female pizza eating competition in the free video feed, so you can check it out. Here's the description. 4 females battle it out to see who can eat the most pizza in 8 minutes. Andrea Allen, Allie Mae, Kelly Festuca, Danielle Hatch risk their ego and their waistbands for money and glory. Commentators Chris Laker, Ray DeVito, Tim Diamond, and Xerxes Watch On, edited by Lauren Hennessy.
Now, this editing was pretty special. Lauren made it like
between,
a...
In between the editing, Lauren's vomiting. So it's tough work.
Lauren made it like it was a reality show. It's different than any other KATG TV, and he really, really wants you to see it. Go to keithandthegirl.com/video.
But this video, it's a success, and in a large part, because of Sean Tucker. So thanks again, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Peace to the woman.
No, thank you. I'll let her know.
All right. You're still together, right?
Just together.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Are you? When are you guys having babies?
Okay, I'll see you.
Okay, take care, buddy.
That's the new goodbye.
Right, right.
When are you having babies? All right, tomorrow. Right.
You could have just left if you wanted to. Okay.
Yeah. Xerxes is reminding us that when we go around the world, you see, it's hard to imagine that the world is flat because you're going around the world.
I think that's a saying. When they say, get on the airplane. I'm not going on top of an airplane.
Oh, it's like draw the curtains.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's what color should I draw the... What? Come on. Let's get real. Liz Quiz, by the way, she mentioned about the pizza eating contest. She said, you have these guys, Chris Lake, Ray DeVito, Tim Diamond, Xerxes, commentating. Something must have been wrong with my downloads, she says, because I could swear I didn't see any commentating by any of the men on the couch. Just weird, mesmerized looks. Like, what the fuck am I watching?
Meanwhile, they ate more pizza than everybody.
Right, right. All right, now we're going to go over the winner for most goofiest moment of 2015. Who are the nominations, Hemda?
Now, these people must be very, very proud. I mean, these are the kinds of things that I would show my mother. Most goofiest. We have Michael at Applebee's from episode 2138.
He's at Applebee's, and I go to the bathroom, and he tells the bartender, hey, I'm going to make it like we're in a fight when my friend comes out, okay? And he goes, fuck yeah, okay.
That was an awesome story, though. I'm sorry, Keith.
I still look at him sideways, but.
Keith's Super Bowl bet with Jess Wood from episode 2213.
It does look like I'm not going to make money off these Steelers.
Keith, it's just the first year.
Thank you.
Big Mike learns to sext with Keisha Zolar.
I miss those fucking tits. Remember that? He's rating his ex-girlfriend. I fucking miss those tits. Those big, beautiful fucking tits.
I bet that's how 12-year-old sex.
And she goes, okay, so take care of that.
Who's your big fat friend with Mehran Kigani, episode 2286?
Yeah, I say, oh, I got a friend that looks like Adele on the cover of her new album.
And it was a nice thing that you were trying to do.
Because everybody thinks she's pretty. She lost weight. She looks good. And Mehran's like, oh, who is it? Who is your big fat friend? It's like, what? Well, no one's going to know now.
But then it turned into this weird, hilarious awesomeness. Right. She's Crushed Too, Donnie's Revenge with Patrick Johnson and Danny Hash from episode 2269.
Yeah, he, of course, was in a horror movie. Some people say horrible. You didn't hear it from me. I'm very proud. I showed up. I gave an A-plus performance. But
it's in Redbox.
It's in Redbox. I got a Redbox award. I die in the movie, but now we're thinking, how can I bring myself back, right? The woman killed me with a drill in the head, and I just think I come back retarded.
Aw, you almost won goofiest for that.
Right. I was almost. Close. I was second place. I'll tell you that much.
And then me versus Keon, who actually, I just want to announce, apologized via text 20 times. Just kidding.
To me.
To me.
No, to you, but through me.
Right, right, right.
Called Danny, called all of our guests and said, hey, can you tell Hemda?
I swear to God, he texts me. He's like, I think I'm getting better, but let me know if I'm not. I'm like, meh.
Right.
It's fine.
He said, do you want to do a Super Bowl bet? But this email was 5 pages long on, do we go Vegas odds? I'm like, $20 in or out. What the fuck are we talking about?
Keith is betting on the coin toss. He doesn't care 5 pages worth of shit.
Right.
Gilbert Gottfried on Affleck from episode 2196. Gilbert Gottfried did not win the goofiest moment. Goofier than Gilbert Gottfried, Keith?
Winning the most goofiest moment of 2015 from episode 2286. Who's your big fat friend? It's Mehran Kigani. What's going on, Mehran?
I'm on. Hi. I'm hiding in a train toilet.
Hiding in a train toilet.
I'm yelling at you from a train toilet.
He goes, you got to give me some warning because I know me. I'm loud. I got to find somewhere to be. And then now he's just smelling shit all day. Like, you could pick it up. We get it. Gilbert Gottfried, we get it. Pick up. It stinks in here.
He also was like, hey, are we still on? Because I didn't take my sleeping pill.
I didn't. You got it. I hate public transportation. And I'm yelling in a dumb toilet. Like, the most unimaginably, it's the worst smelling toilet.
Sir, that is a quiet toilet, if you don't mind.
What train are you on?
And when you get out, do you like fix your tie and you're like, hello, everybody?
CatGo Award winner.
No, I just won an award. Are you kidding me? I'm going to go out there and, like, good game the entire aisle. I'm gonna, good game, good game, good game. I'm going to low five everyone.
And then people are going to go into the bathroom one at a time, like, what the fuck just happened in there? Like, there's a secret door.
And they start calling us about their award.
Well, Mehran, Jacqueline Novak hasn't talked to me since.
Well, it's because it's fucked up, Keith.
You son of a... Well, anyway, Mehran, we want to say congratulations. And, you know, did we get to know Mehran this year?
Did we get to know him?
Yeah, 2015 or before that? Before? Oh, then never mind.
It was before. It was the year before.
Okay. Well, I still like you is the point.
Yeah,
I still like you guys a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations. And just one more time, let's hear you hoot and holler it up, please.
What?
Just shout out how happy you are, just real quick.
I'm really happy in the toilet.
All right. Very good. Mehran Kugani. Thanks, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, last year he started the marathon. Do you remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he went to the open bar at QED right before, and he was happy.
He got us those pills that...
Oh, yeah.
That crazy chick from Nassau took when she was going to drive down and, kill her ex or something? She had diapers on. She's shitting in diapers. Like, it's not hard to be an astronaut. It's not looking like... You know, but why would they? They don't even know if the Earth's flat or not, these astronauts.
Did you take that pill?
I never did. I still have the two of them.
Really? I think Lauren took mine, but I'm not sure. He's always on something. I am considering taking Adderall for this year's marathon. And I'm not sure if I should do it or not, but you just lit up like you want some, don't you?
No, I don't. No.
Seriously?
I had some not too long ago. I tried it, and it just kind of gives me a headache. I think I'm always just focused anyway. I love being focused.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Focus. If people,
that's what they say, the focus Mally.
They say one thing about me, it would be focused and then a distant second charming.
Irresistible?
Irresistible, some would say. Wow, those are my younger days. Time took a toll.
So if we put Adderall in front of you, you will not take it. I tell you what, I'm going to drug you with it because sometimes your naps take a half an hour too long.
All right. Now, we're going to go to, Hemda.
Most shocking moment?
Most shocking moment. Okay?
Would you like me to read it off?
Read the nominations, please.
All right. Old Pals, Big Mike Sangiamo, and Jared Fogle featuring Lenny Marcus from episode 2235 against Danny's mom, Franny, from episode 2266.
Now, how that one? Did not sweep.
The one where she finds out about Danny's sex life?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was every episode she called in on and was on.
That was almost going to be the only one in the whole category.
Mm-hmm. But they also went against Faceboy Fucked Lily featuring Victor Varnado from episode 2291.
Right. His girlfriend at the time says, there's one person I don't want you to fuck in the whole wide world. And Faceboy says, okay. Then they break up, and he has to immediately call her. You know that's dirty fuck. And he's like, do you think that was wrong? It's like, I want to know what you weirdos were saying to each other.
I wonder if his ex voted for that one.
That'd be funny, right?
Although it can't be shocking to her. Shout out to Aaron. What's up? I love you.
How's it not still shocking? Of course it's shocking.
Because she's the one that predicted it.
Did she predict it?
Yeah, she was like, I know you want to fuck her, don't fuck her. I know she wants to fuck you, don't fuck her.
But she's not predicting that he's going to disrespect her.
They broke up.
Oh, okay.
They broke up.
Yeah, it's wrong.
That's not your dick anymore.
Yeah, okay.
That's just the way it is. Yeah. That's adulthood. I know, it's, you know, like this sad, whatever.
All right.
Stupid.
So here's what you're saying. Aaron, grow up. You only had one wish when you gave your body to this man.
Well,
he couldn't honor it. But give up.
Really, he's never supposed to have sex with the people that she restrained him from?
The people. One person. You know it's wrong. You know
I
it.
Mean,
you know it.
There's nothing to be upset about. You know what I'm saying? Paul Gilmartin's inappropriate mother from episode 2252.
Okay.
Keith's body count with Ophira Eisenberg, episode 2148.
A lot of bodies in the wake.
I just like the names of these awards.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Olsen finds her sister, episode 2117.
It's a rating project that they do in college, and she talks about her background. And then unbeknownst to her, her sister has such a similar story. And they're like, are you? 1 hour later, they're both drunk. And it's like, yeah, yeah, obviously you're family.
Yeah, that's how she found out her biological sister, right, sitting across from her from class reading, yeah, a story that she wrote. And finally, Wendy Starling goes to a wedding from episode 2230. That episode was one of the most hilarious and sad, right, ever. Like, there was tears, there was laughter, literally. And Wendy was a superstar on that one.
It does sound fun. You're going to a wedding. Yay.
Right.
Well, here we are. Most shocking moment of 2015. Wendy Starling goes to a wedding. Hello, Wendy.
Hey, Keith. Hi. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Great.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. And I just want to say, fuck you, Danny, and fuck your mom.
There
That's
you go.
All I care about.
That's right. 39% of the votes you've received. The mom should have tried harder.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, what is so, you know, of course, when you told this story about being raped at a wedding, how brave you are and how good, and what's good about saying this is for people that had an experience of some kind of abuse to know, hey, it's out there. It does happen. It's not my fault. And on top of that, you can possibly win an award one day.
I know. Yeah. I gotta tell you. Silver lining. Being raped by those guys. Best thing that ever happened in my career.
Do you... Now, this is totally up to you. But from a moral standpoint, do you have to share the award with the rapists?
I don't know. Was there a prize? What do I get? Do I get like a...
We'll find something
shirt?
We'll find like a shirt or something in the closet.
Oddly, you're getting a dildo.
It's just the shape of them this year.
Perfect. It's engraved.
I will absolutely share that with both of them. Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
MJG wants to know what drug you tried last night.
Yeah, exactly. What drug did I try last night? Ooh, I tried sleeping. That did not work.
You wake up refreshed and weird. Like,
I know. I've been reading so much about sleep that I thought I would try some.
You know, like how every day you're groggy and fucked up? Well, this new thing, sleep, it's like it's not there at all. I love it.
I know. It's crazy. I did it for 5 whole hours. Never felt worse in my life.
Well, Wendy, we did meet in 2015. And I'm going to use the word treasure. You are a treasure.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And we're so happy you're part of this community.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. I love your audience. Your fans are great. And I love coming over and doing the show. So anytime I can, I'll be there. I just really am so happy that I met you guys. I'm going to cry.
We'll see you this weekend for the marathon.
Oh, yeah. I have a sweet time slot at like 4 a.m.
Nice. That is good. We will be loopy.
I'm going to show up covered in sparkles and pasties.
I love you so much.
Make sure we get her, you know how it gets at 4 in the morning, these marathons, everybody gets goofy. Mm-hmm. Can she have a...
Yeah, oh, I imagine a lot of that money that you got on the crowdfunding, I promoted it as money for drugs and booze, and I hope that really helped.
Oh, thank you. Something worked out, so I appreciate it. All right, Wendy, thank you very much.
All right, love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
She will be on at midnight on Sunday night.
Okay.
So that's like close to 4 a.m.
She's just figuring out sleep. She'll figure out time next week. You know? All right. Now, we're on to most ridiculous moment of 2015. Obviously, completely different than most goofiest moment.
Right. That's why I had to look twice at this page.
This is most ridiculous moment. And Chemda, what are we talking about
all
today?
All right. Most ridiculous, usually on this list and making an appearance again, is Adam Brown.
Oh, Adam Brown went to town. What did he talk about?
Adam Brown's beaver cleaver. Is that his penis?
He gave us 100 names for the penis.
And they were all very, very, very clever.
I think my favorite was Bushwick.
Yeah, and that's what we named the show, right, which is episode 2282. The next one is Danny Hatch performs for Paul F. Tompkins. Now, this was absolutely ridiculous. We were at the Comedy Store. It was everybody's first time in L.A. in the Comedy Store. It was a very big deal, except for Paul F. Tompkins, right? But it's the first time that Danny got to meet one of his heroes.
On stage.
On stage. And he's literally rolling around on the stage telling comedy to yeah. Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, he was telling it.
While Paul was critiquing it. Now, if that's not ridiculous, and it did pretty well, but it did not win.
Mm.
It went against Duck Dynasty's producer, Josh Wade, from episode 2231.
It is funny when the producer of Duck Dynasty is like, yeah, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, like he knew he'd be up for an award on that episode.
It's a show that these guys are popular from duck whistles.
Mm-hmm.
And now they get a TV show.
Yeah, which made me really realize how popular hunting is.
Yeah.
If whistles are making you rich.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's like if the rape whistle made someone rich, that's like right. really sad.
Somebody brought this though up, I saw. Instead of a rape whistle, what if they gave women rape knives? Like, wouldn't that be more practical? But I'm old school. Okay.
The next one is Dan Soder presents Floyd Mayweather's Masterpiece Theater from episode 2172.
And then Mother opened the second gate, and Lord Mayweather punched her again.
And Kyle Ayers, Boat Cop from episode 2141, which had people in stitches. It was absolutely incredible. So he was in high school and was a boat cop. He was only allowed to, like, ride 5 or 10 miles an hour on this boat, and he gave right. tickets that were like $4.75.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. And then he gave a ticket to, was it his principal?
It was his principal who later died after he said, there's a new sheriff in town, asshat.
Those were the last words that he ever told his principal.
At 35% of the votes.
It's huge.
From episode 2141, Kyle Ayers, Boat Cop. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Congratulations.
Cops lie. You're Thank a pig.
You. I'm just glad more good could come from this overwhelmingly positive story.
It is. Well, the end of the story is, you know, the principal dies. And your final words were, there's a new sheriff in town, asshat. Now it ends with an award. So people will go home happy.
Yeah. So now when you tell that story.
I don't see who could come out of this not winning.
Right. That's right. Do you miss it, being a boat cop?
You know, not often.
Okay.
Sometimes when you miss being drunk as a 16-year-old driving a boat around a lake.
Right.
You know, you have those moments.
They say to Kyle, should we give you a gun? He's like, oh, I don't think so. I don't think you're supposed to just give guns like that. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Look, I'm not the police yet, but I don't think you should give me a gun.
You know what's funny is he's riding around drunk, trying to find drunk riders. Right. Did you give yourself a ticket just to kind of keep quota up?
Right. You had to keep it in check, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was a waiter for a long time, and I'll be in restaurants now, and I can't help but look around and notice things. When you're just trying to enjoy yourself at the beach, do you find yourself aware of what's going on and some things aren't right?
Do you give mental tickets out?
Oh, yeah. When I look out and see the Coast Guard, I'm like, I think they could get a few tips from me. You know, I mean, we could exchange best right. practices, you know, just make sure that they're being as efficient as they can. Like they would right. be like, you know, use CPR, and I would be like, take fish as payment. You know what I mean?
Times are what they are. Kyle, congratulations. And it was very nice meeting you this last year.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a great time. I love you guys.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
Peace.
Sparrow's reminding us that during the marathon, the 3 to 4 a.m. spots are her favorites and that we should encourage people to be in the chat. KeithandTheGirl.com/chat.
It really does get loopy. Like, I promise you, Wendy has a darker story that she's going to tell, and your head's in a weird place where you think it's okay to tell these stories.
Right.
It's a real big trick.
Yeah. That's what people do as part of torture, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just keep you up, and you have too much stimuli, and you're like, all right, I got one. I was the rapist. You know, we'll see what happens. Now,
that's quite a prediction. I'm sorry. It just hit me 5 seconds after you said it.
Best fight of 2015. And the nominations are?
Danny versus Keith. Oof, this one. My God.
Danny.
Ooh, yes. So joke thieving with Frank Santapadre.
What a dickhead.
Episode 2204. Oh. Now, I also encourage you to listen to like that week's episode because Frank Santapadre also made, you know, more appearances in the form of us making fun of him.
He, you hear him during the show with Danny going, oh, this is your thought, Danny. This is Keith's thought. Interesting. Very interesting. And then I get a letter. It's like talking to my dad. Great talking to you on the phone, son. Click. Son, you must know it was a terrible time on the phone.
I'm Frank Sanchez-Padre. Also competing, Lucas versus KTG, which really should have been Lucas versus me, but I'll take the whole clan.
I was upset also, so.
That's true, yeah. Episode 2134, we read his letter that he put on the forums when we refused to answer his letters that he sent directly to us.
He was in love with Kenda, and we should have understood it and tried to accommodate.
Yes, he was in love with me, and that's why he treated me like shit, and I should understand mental illness.
Treat him mean to keep him keen.
Yes, lots of negging with that guy. Mm-hmm, lots mm-hmm. of negging. Chrissy Mayer versus Pat Dixon, Control-Alt-Delete from episode 2254. Mm-hmm. Danny versus Eric Baina, Subway Vigilante from episode 2186.
A guy looked just like the actor Eric Bana on the subway.
Eric Bana. You know I don't know how to read actors' names.
You went for it. I don't think you knew it was an actor, but anyway.
I didn't. I was like, oh, we got his name.
Right. But Danny stood up for himself and took care of business on the subway.
And the next one is me versus Keith and Lenny Marcus, the selfie from episode 2119, where I call them both old, even though they're 1 year apart from me, basically. Keith versus Christian Finnegan and Jesse Joyce had a text from episode 2152 and episode 2156, where both Christian and Jesse try to teach Keith how to not text.
They are so going to ruin this friendship. I am the best thing to happen to either of them. I hear their personal stories. I'm fun to talk to. And they're starting to blow it. And then they're going to realize, whoops, it's too late. Text how you want. I fucked up. I don't know how to deal with human emotion.
Now, I know that Jesse Joyce now not only lives in LA, but owns a place there. So he's there permanently. But when was the last time you hung out with Christian, who practically lives around the corner from you?
He hurt me.
Aw.
And so, not recently. Not recently. And I don't miss it. Hang out with his wife every night. But him? No.
Me versus Jackie Martling, tits and ass with Cliff Nesteroff. And Cliff was a fucking rock star on that one. That was really great. Episode 2273.
That's how you do it, Frank.
Let me tell you something.
What am I going to talk about? What other Garbage Pail Kids did you make? I mean, what the fuck? We got to know you just fine.
You know what's interesting, Keith? Here's you again.
Yes.
Under Best Fight. Keith versus Mara Wilson after Robin Williams died.
Yes.
Keith versus the Bad Apple, Full Metal Jacket right. versus Micah Fox.
Knocked a guy out in the army, yeah.
Keith versus the infantry.
Mm-hmm. That was when the infantry knocked me out.
I mean, you're on like half of these.
Well, I get angry. It was an angry year. What can I tell you?
Well, who won the best fight?
All right. At 34% of the votes. Now, remember, we just went through a list of 10 votes, mm-hmm. of 10 nominations. But this is your winner at 34%. Control Alt Delete from episode 2254, Chrissy Mayer versus Pat Dixon. Hello, Pat. Can you imagine? Hey, Chrissy, how you doing?
Are you kidding?
Aw, poor Chrissy.
She's like, what the fuck? Hey, Chrissy, how's it going?
Hi, good. You just gave me a heart attack.
I know, I'm sorry.
that wasn't
That's a good time.
You, of course, were on our award nomination show, and then there were even more revelations about your relationship with Pat, and that's up for an award already for next year. Very meta.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Wow. I'm pretty flattered. This is great. I mean, I really appreciate you guys. Like, this is the only show that has celebrated my biggest mistake. So.
I mean, we're talking piss jars, you know, violence. Pat kept pushing it, and she goes, you know what? If you're going to push it, I got something else to say then. So has he written you since you were on last? Because I hope he did.
No, he hasn't actually. Right.
Maybe he's learning.
So.
Well, this year the awards are bottles full of piss with Keith and the girl written on them.
I hope you understand.
What is that award up for? Like strangest, like most amount of like pee contained in a closet or something?
He's a champion. She brought up somebody asked her, like, why do you think, Chrissy, that he's saving these piss jars? And Chrissy goes, I don't know, for a big jellyfish attack? I have no idea.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I have no idea. Do you, now again, this is up to you, but is the right thing to do is to share this award with Pat, at least custody?
Yeah, you know, he can visit the award every other weekend, I think.
Okay.
I think that would be appropriate.
It's very mature. It's very mature.
Yeah, she's shared custody. You know, it's we both created this thing, so
right.
It's only fair.
Congratulations, and you're somebody else that we just we met, at least in terms of being on Keith and the Girl this past year, and we think you're fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It was a pleasure to get to know you guys and be on the show, and I'm looking forward to the marathon.
Excellent. Chrissy Mayer for Mayer.
And you and you and Frank are still together, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's coming with her to the marathon just to kind of hang out.
Should I ask you now about babies or then? All right, Chrissy.
He's very curious about the Keith and the Girl world, so he's very excited to check it out.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Chrissy Mayer, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Also, somebody, let's see, on feedback, Captain Kirk is asking, when is Big Mike going to be on? We were just talking about him. Saturday evening at 10:30 is Big Mike Sangiamo's spot. Also, there's some people, and thank you for the people who helped us with the Kickstarter that's helping the marathon and also generally Keith and the Girl. But part of some of the rewards was to get the schedule for the marathon. That will be in your inbox tomorrow. And you'll have everybody's time slot and when they're arriving, when they're going to be on air. So look out for an email tomorrow from us, and you'll get the whole schedule.
All right. Now, up next, most damaged of 2015.
That's like all the episodes, right?
Here are your nominees.
We only have people who are right. damaged on
well,
the show.
We tried to narrow this down to physical.
Okay. Oh, right. Yes.
Otherwise, you know, you know.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to need Rosa to come in here, scan everybody's brains.
Paul Murdoch's biking accident with Jenna Axelrod from episode 2219. Fell off a bike. The arm was jello.
It was broken in like two places. It's one of those x-rays that you don't have to be a doctor to understand that you're fucked.
They're supposed to touch those bones, I think. Shane Moss's broken heels from episode 2267. This guy loves to jump, this Shane Moss. It's his favorite thing.
His favorite song is Jump Around.
It really is. And he'll be like, oh, that's like 5 feet. Yeah, I jumped that. He's 12, by the way. But anyway, he landed on both his heels when he was out in the woods jumping.
He broke them.
He broke his heels. I didn't know that was possible. It's mass.
And then he had to crawl down a mile.
And then live with his mom for a little bit to take care of him.
Yeah. And he was still healing when he was here last. And it was like, he can laugh about himself like nobody else, but you could still see like 5% sadness in his eyes. That's like, oh yeah, this is still happening to you.
Right.
It's still affecting you.
But
that's why you're on most damaged.
Listen, the heels, He breaks both his heels. He has to stay in his mom's house. He still doesn't piss in a jar and put it in the closet. Do you see how weird that is?
He can't even, he has no feet.
Right, he has no feet. Still, he finds a way not to save piss in jars. Caitlin Brodnick's mastectomy from episode 2163. Now, when you take out your tits, how doesn't that win? But people had other plans. Here is your winner at, not even close, at 60%.
Huge.
Shane Moss's broken heels. How you doing, Shane?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Good. Congratulations.
This is a very exciting and prestigious award, by the way.
Well, let me cut you off real quick because do not jump up for joy. I know you love it. It is fun.
I do. I love jumping. You know, I just love jumping.
Earlier,
up and down, left and right.
I was thinking about you earlier today, and I looked around. Nobody was around. I lowered the blinds and I jumped for a little bit. And it's kind of fun. Having a good time.
Keith, you're so mean. Don't remind him.
How does it feel?
It feels free. Yeah. When's the last time?
I'm addicted to it.
When's the last time you had a good jump?
Well, it's been about a year and a half.
Oh man, sorry.
There's still a good 5% sadness in my eyes. I was going for the Darwin Award, but right. I didn't do the full job. So
you were still alive, yeah. When is it scheduled for the doctor to declare you for jumping?
I think it's kind of I can. I'm allowed to jump at my discretion.
Oh, okay.
I think the doctors kind of suggested to stay away from jumping in general.
Maybe it's not. They're like, you're on your own recognizance. You're on your own recognizance, but, you know, just maybe jumping's not your thing. If a doctor...
Shane, nobody can stop you. You can do whatever you want.
If somebody... He's jumping out a window right now.
I believe.
If you found out that you weren't allowed to jump anymore...
Oh, that would be hard.
Let's not even think about it. Forget I said that. I just say stupid shit. Well, Shane, congratulations.
Well, thank you. This is it's truly an honor.
Right. And we'll talk to you soon. And I'm sorry for your loss of jumping.
All right, guys.
All right. Later, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Is he not the cutest of pies?
Adorable.
Oh, my God.
This April Macy blew it. All right.
Oh my God.
Well, Jesus. When she wins the award, fuck him. Okay. But till then, I don't really know her. Best sex talk of 2015. Henda, that's the category. Best sex talk.
All right. Now, obviously, Kevin Allison is in this, but we're so used to him talking about sex that he did not win or even come close.
Right.
And I'm sure that his ass per sex story was beyond what you've ever heard before, but. It's Kevin Allison and it's his ass.
Let me tell you what this guy... Did you ever see Mary Poppins and she keeps taking everything out of that purse of hers? That's his asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a talent.
I'm not joking. He once got an Uber from his ass.
The next one is the Two Girls, One Cup director with Dan Soder from episode 2172 did really well.
Big hit.
Jim Norton, one of my faves, a real pisser from episode 2174. He talks about what piss tastes like because he enjoys it during sex. And this is up for best sex.
He believes it smells like popcorn and it tastes like heaven.
That's exactly what I imagined.
He drinks it.
Roughing It with Ari Shaffir from episode 2191, where Ari doesn't recognize what he sounds like, and we have to let him know during the show so that we don't get too many letters.
I choke him too much. What?
What'd I say?
Did I say something?
Wait, did I use too much? T-O-O? Right. Kyle Ayers meets Ron Jeremy from episode 2153. Mm-hmm. And Rosa and her brother go to a sex show from episode 2262, which is one of our live shows.
Mm-hmm. They're
Phoenix, right? Tempe.
Yeah, Tempe, Arizona. They go into...
They're in Amsterdam, and they go to one of those sex shows.
Woman puts a banana in her vagina on stage, and her brother... I'm telling you, the Jolies aren't this close. Her and her brother go on stage and start eating the... They take turns eating the banana.
They were good audience members.
This is some...
A scientist. She knows what she's talking about.
I guess. And then we wonder, who takes the first bite? Do they try to eat the whole banana and fuck the other person at the end?
You know, in this story, every time you say the word eat, it just feels different. It just does.
Right. At 33%.
That's a third.
The winner is...
You may hang up or press 1 for more.
Rosa.
She knows how to work a brain, but not a phone.
That's right. Okay, well, congratulations to Rosa just the same.
She just came back from Thailand. You guys have to see the pictures that she posted on Facebook, if you could find her on Facebook, which I'm sure that's you can, because you're the smartest audience in the world. And she'll be here during the marathon, so she'll be on mic a little bit talking about the Thai trip. And I heard we got presents.
A box of worms.
Let me tell you, if she's on and she's giving presents and you're sleeping, it's mine. I don't know what to tell you. That's the rule.
What do you think? What'd she get us, Danny?
A bunch of cum. Oh, so she did go to another sex show.
Oh, Lord God.
But she didn't go with her brother to Thailand.
Hey, what's going on, Rosa? Congratulations.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry. I'm a dummy.
It's cool. It makes us feel better because you're so smart.
You of course, there was a lot of good sex talks this past year.
Oh yeah, you were up against the biggest.
But at 38% or 33%, you beat them all out. How do you feel?
I feel like it's an honor.
Right.
I feel like I got to participate in you doing some science, but I don't know if I can trust it now that I heard the science is all lies.
It's just, it's not all lies, but you can't believe everything you read about this earth. That's all. Do you tell your brother that you won an award for the time the two of you ate a banana out of the same stripper's pussy?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like he did help me earn it. Like, right. he should have his name on the award, but...
It's the right thing.
But I just don't know.
Do you still
I might not be good enough a person.
Do you still eat bananas, Rosa?
I do. I still eat bananas every day.
Do they are they as good?
Is there a PTSD?
There's like a tiny, it's a little bit of a trigger, but I feel like all the science tells me I need to confront my fears if I want to overcome them.
Rosa, so, Rosa takes the tiniest bites out of bananas and doesn't know why. Like, why do I nibble half an inch at a time? I'm kind of frightened of the end.
Why do I think bananas come with juice?
Yeah, you know how people, they drink their liquid and they leave what they consider backwash and they just dump out the rest. She always leaves the end of the banana.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I do make Danny finish all my bananas. See?
Well, there you have it. That's episode 2262, one of the live shows that we did during our tour. And it was a lot of fun. And we're glad Rosa was able to stop by.
Hell yeah, that was fun.
Thank you guys so much.
Congrats.
Ciao.
All right. Ciao. No, but if you, I look outside, Rosa, why does it look like it's not? Forget it. Okay, Rosa, thank you. All right, now, up next. Best impression.
Best impression. Now, we had some good impressionists on here, but the audience always chooses. So you guys choose throughout the year. If any part of any show wants to be nominated, you want to nominate it for a CATCo, you just go to our forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums, and just go ahead and nominate it. This year's nominations for best impression, Jerry Seinfeld on political correctness with Gilbert Gottfried.
That's true. Gilbert was saying...
so good. He was spot on, right?
Yeah, yes, he was. About, you know what? Jerry's kids are saying, you know, about, hey, maybe you're not supposed to say this thing. It's not politically correct. He's like, you're going to get all my millions. Shut the fuck up.
That was the best line. Yeah. Lauren Hennessy, woot woot. Rosie O'Donnell's impression from episode 2197.
That was dead on.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing, right? Jim Conroy on Beavis and Butthead / Harrison Ford from episode 2209, Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yep.
And Danny Hatch as Tim Dillon from episode 2166.
All right. Now, at 44%, this is called, in politics, they call this a landslide. At 44%, your winner is Danny Hatch as Tim Dillon.
Only encourages him more.
What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing a really good impression of Rosa right now.
This is pretty good, Danny.
They finally morphed. You know, they were looking more and more alike. If you watch when Rosa is on Danny's show, they sit next to each other,
yeah,
and it's mind-blowing.
Look at this.
Yeah.
That's just how lesbians are, you guys.
I know.
You can't escape it.
Did you sync your periods yet?
Yes.
By the way, speaking of Rosa, Danny, did you check her for worms? She just came from a foreign country.
We haven't had time.
Okay, all right. This
oh,
is,
they're not having babies yet.
This is pretty dead on. Have you thought about injecting Rosa with a baby to make sure she doesn't get away from you when the science test on you is done?
Oh, calculating. Sorry, I forgot what's happening right now.
That's Danny for sure. Always confused, but he does his best.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, Danny, congratulations. You are up there with Master Impressionist. You're up there, you know, with a guy that does it for a living, Jim Conroy. You're up there against Gilbert Gottfried. Who doesn't like him? And there you go.
Thank you.
You should feel proud. Absolutely. And congratulations one more time for celebrating your 4-year anniversary with Keith and the Girl.
Thank you. I'm really pleased.
All right. Very good. All right. Take care of yourself. Oh, little Tim Dillon.
Bye, guys.
I follow. What?
I like when she finally realized that she was doing an impression of Danny, kind of doing an impression of Tim. She like kind of went into it.
Right.
It was very nice of her.
All right. Now, next category, best drunk of 2015.
Now, after this category, everyone is supposed to be sober, right?
Right.
This is their bottom, just being nominated right for this award. Kristen Toomey drives through from episode 2199. This woman literally drove into a drive-thru while she was drunk.
She drove into a McDonald's, then gets out of the car, goes to the bathroom to regroup in the restaurant. I say you should have walked
in the restaurant.
In the fast food place. I say she should have got out and been like, Can't believe I was in the bathroom so long. What happened out here?
Mm-hmm. I think she all but did that. Right. Yeah.
Did she order food? I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't even know if she would remember. She drove into a McDonald's. That's like shit that would happen in a movie and you'd go, come on.
I think she tried to joke her way out of it with uh-huh. the cops, right? She's like, I'm a comedian. I'll tell some jokes. Like, this is not a speeding ticket, sweetheart.
That's the thing. It's like you kind of left evidence. So even if right. I was like the nicest, most generous cop in the world, I don't know what to do with this McDonald's that half broke.
Right. Justy Dodge re-remembers. Actually, she has a tattoo on her foot and it says, remember.
Mm.
What are you going to remember that you're a fucking idiot? That would drive me to drink again.
That's what the tattoo artist, the tattoo artist is actually getting this award if she wins.
Right.
Because she still gets drunk, but right. This guy maybe shouldn't.
Right. Who's up next, Kenda?
But James, producer extraordinaire from episode 2111, 2111. Now, this is when you were trying to call B. Jason, who's actually coming to the marathon to do our sound.
Right.
And because B. Jason and B. James obviously are back to back, you called B. James by accident. And he went with it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to come do your sound. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
What are you talking about?
Talk about the time, B. James, that you did. Are you even serious? You don't know?
No, I'm serious.
Okay. Anyway.
And finally, Toutan Feehan banned from the stand from episode 2222. This is when... this is one of her bottoms or her final bottom?
This is Tuesday.
Karen Feehan got super drunk, went to the stand, called the owner fat.
A comic, right, a comic spot here in New York City, yells at the owner's fat, throws some glasses.
Oh, yeah, goes into the kitchen, makes some hubbub there. In fact, Micah was super drunk too, caused some chaos also, but because Karen was even more drunk that night, Micah got away with murder.
Guys, I can't keep doing this. I'm not funny enough.
What is happening?
I can't. You've called me like 8 times. I want to congratulate Karen. I think she's really funny.
Did I, Rosa, you should find her number. Did I even call Danny before? I thought that was something you guys
put
together.
No, you didn't call Danny. You called me like, I hung up the first time and then you called me again. And in the last few minutes, you've called me like 4 times and I just keep hanging up.
Keith is trying to win the most ridiculous moment of 2016. And
I'm just trying to win all the awards. I'm just stealing all the awards from everyone.
All right,
I hacked into your system, you know?
All right, let's go with
this. My smart brain.
Karen, congratulations. Are you, how's sobriety working out for you?
Sobriety is great. I miss eating food, but I have a really hot body, so that's okay.
Okay.
Your tits are great.
I know, right? Great tits.
Do you feel yourself up all day long, Karen?
Only when I'm feeling anxious.
Which is all the time, I heard.
Most of the time.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Karen, and congratulations. You're one of these people that is very fun to meet this year.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Are you a slut?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Too much drinking. That's right. Why you won. Best drunk. Congratulations.
All right. Keep getting your life together. All right. Take care. All right, Karen Feehan, everybody.
That fantastic. Was awesome. She has such a lovely voice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your winner at 36%, Karen Feehan.
Hi, where's my money?
Congratulations, you are the best drunk of 2015.
You fat fuck.
Thank you.
And we're very...
Yeah, I call them another terrible word that I never, ever use. But that was a bad night. It was all Micah Fox's fault, though.
Of course.
For the record.
What? It was Micah's fault because she didn't drink all your drinks also?
Yeah, she encouraged me to drink. She gave me cocaine. She fueled the Feehan fire. And she really just never apologized. And she did not go down with me. I went down alone. But I've since reconciled with that booker.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did?
It took a while. I had to lose a roast battle that went viral. So there was a lot of humiliation that went involved. But I'm back.
Did they say you had to throw a roast battle?
WWE style?
I mean, I just lost.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. You humbled yourself naturally.
I just, I happened to, yeah, I took the L really hard on that one. And it was like a big fat comedian beat me. So it was all a justified, big full right. circle, you know. Everybody was happy.
Do you miss calling people fat?
I still do it.
But now drinking's not a factor.
Now it's not like the only thing that just flies out of my mouth. It's more thoughtful insults, you know, more specific. It's not just crazy, blind, drunken. You're fat, 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 you know.
I pictured Karen's one of these drinkers where right before every shot she'd go, I'm not responsible, drink.
You bought this for me. Exactly.
Right, right.
You know I shouldn't be doing this.
If you're the one who wanted this. Well,
you're going to get it. Full throttle.
I haven't put a single dollar down, so it's not my fault. No.
I know. If you're paying for it, I'm your problem.
It's a good philosophy.
That's what Micah used to say that to me all the time. She would just be like so annoyed that I would be tired at like midnight. And she'd be like, oh, why don't you drink? Why can't you just drink? And I'm like, all right, you want it? You want it? You're going to get it. Next thing you know,
the VCR is through her TV set. You asked for this.
Yeah. It's your fault.
Yeah. Well, Karen, congratulations. And it was very fun getting you on board Keith and the Girl this past year. And
I really enjoy myself. You guys are the best. I love it there. I'm going to live in that little room.
We'll talk. bad connection.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, blame it on the connection. I hear you, Keith.
All right, Karen. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
My God, I love her so much.
Karen Sheehan. Now.
She's incredible.
We're going to, speaking of Micah, she's nominated in this next category, Best Spinoff Episode.
Now, of course, this is from our VIP premium content membership. To become a member, you go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP. Let me talk about VIP for just a second. This is the thing that keeps Keith and the Girl going. It keeps, you know, sort of like a ground from under us. Everything else pushes it ahead, and this is the ground we walk on. So thank you, everybody, for being a VIP member. For those who can't be, who are not, you know, a month-to-month supporter who, you know, get a VIP membership. Some people told us every other month, even once a year. If you donate to the show in the form of a membership, that keeps us afloat, and it really does make a difference. Even if you're not going to be a continual member, you can just be one for like one time. So check it out. It's got incredible shows, some of which you're about to hear right now. keithandthegirl.com/VIP.
All right. Here are each person picked one episode that they put out this year to go against the other people's episodes. For example, I do a spinoff show called My Name is Keith. It's obviously the best show ever did because, to be honest, that's how we do it over here.
Mm-hmm.
But what episode do I pick? You had the great Marsha Belsky. That was fantastic. My buddy Craig, that was divided into three parts. Mm. Marsha's was two. I don't know what to give these people. So I picked one of the Craig parts because I knew Craig for so long. People seem to like hearing my growing up stories.
And I picked Sex Worker because here's a teenager who's selling her body to adults.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that might be interesting.
Sex sells.
Yeah, I got a decent amount of votes. Oh, look at that. Wait a minute. I'm in second place.
Look at you.
That's nice.
This is crazy because I'm obviously, you can tell, not in first place.
So you're telling second me place.
The best show ever didn't get in first or second place. Okay. How do you believe anything? How do you believe the earth is round? Nothing is making sense. But anyway. I don't want to sound like sour grapes. That's the show with Danny, episode 136. Are you there, Netflix?
Super fun.
Micah Fox and Friends, episode 110, Donna Chang. Bottoms Up with Hennessy, number 40, Fried Green Potato. The Brother Love Hour, 98, In the Summertime, telling the stories about going to an Aerosmith concert and backstage before the Aerosmith goes on stage. Steven Tyler is in his own separate dressing room blaring music from an upcoming solo album. I'm sure that's a camaraderie, but okay. Super Hang, that's Mike Kaplan's show, episode 279, Old Fred Brimley. And your winner is, at 27%, a person, the only one that didn't submit an episode, so we submitted it for them, Micah Fox.
I want to kill her.
Please kill me.
Here's the thing.
I'll probably win every year after that if he does.
Here's the thing, okay? I actually, that clip was really huge for me because you really broke down something. It was more, to me, it was one of your more serious clips that we had. And I know that you had funnier trailers, but I just had to pick something, and this one stood out for me.
It was when she was talking about all the white guys in late night on a taking a picture together.
All the males in late night on the cover of a magazine,
right?
And then all the women on the cover of a magazine because they got raped by Cosby, and just like how far people have come, and you know the fact that people think that there's still equality. So this is like one of the more, I don't know, brainy ones, mm-hmm. right? And I picked it because I really did think it was good, but I want to kill you. She just
woke
Why
up.
Why do you want to kill me?
Because you didn't submit an episode. You just want, you go, things work out for you in spite of yourself. People must hate you.
I mean, you know, don't feel so great for me. You know, I just have to be very talented, you know, and, you know, sometimes you pick up a few awards along the way. But, it's, you know, I don't want to be a person who doesn't submit.
Well, you should know you're a person who doesn't submit.
I'm struggling, you know, over here. What episode if I have to, can only pick one for the whole year, do I go with, okay, people like Craig, do I go with part one, two, three? I'm going through, I'm scrubbing through the show like, all right, what's a good clip? Micah's like, who gives a fuck?
I'm going to win this anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's how talented she is. And I actually do believe that. That is how talented you are. You should sweep.
That's how great that clip was, you know? you know, that was a rage fuel clip, and thanks for taking it for me and, you know, the whole thing.
Here's what we should have said. Micah, this is your award. You just have to tell me what it's for. I will accept a show I do.
I'm going to go with something I screamed at a stranger on the street for a $1,000. Is that what I want to award? I feel, you know.
Well, Micah Fox, congratulations. And we're very proud to have you on our network.
Thank you so much. It's always an honor.
There you go. Thank you, Micah. All right.
Micah Fox, the only reason to have an ex-boyfriend.
Skype is asking me, how is the overall quality of this call? I'm going to type 1 star, very bad.
That'll show them.
Yeah.
Then they'll really learn and we'll have a much better experience next time.
No, not Skype. I'm mad at her.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I hope they understand. I hope they check out who I just talked to. All right. Now the final category, what people strive for all year long when they're new to Keith and the Girl.
This one was the biggest list of all time. And also, it was the biggest fight of all time. People started, friends started mm-hmm. picking at each other on Facebook.
They formed teams.
Yeah. Right? I saw Chrissy Mayer against Karen Feehan was mm-hmm. like, hey, I love you, but die. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe in like nicer words, but I doubt it. On the list is for best new guest. Now, of course, this was two lists of 20 people total. Then it went down to 10 people. These are the 10 finalists. Kyle Ayers, which we heard from. Karen Feehan also, Gilbert Gottfried, going up against Gilbert Gottfried, Chaz Kangas, who did some incredible rapping, mm-hmm. Chrissy Mayer, Jim Norton, Rosa, Big Mike Sangiamo, Wendy Starling, and Sashir Zameda.
Look at this.
Now, huge TV credits.
You just heard them.
Names.
You heard a nice amount of them already on this show today. Everyone funnier than the next.
But who deserves best new guest?
Best new guest of 2015 at 33% of the vote. Now listen, one more time. You guys picked 20 names. It went down to 10. This is the person. Big Mike Sangiamo. How you doing, Big Mike?
Hey, Keith, Shemda, how are you guys?
Congratulations.
He even says my name right.
That's right. He knows her name. And that's important. First of all, how are you in general?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm very, very honored and very excited. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
1 second. Number four, supersized with
Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
Just don't crash into it.
Right.
Two apple pies. Okay.
Big Mike, we got to take a second. You know what I mean? How is Gerald Fogel holding up? Is he doing okay?
You know, I have not had any communication with him since the last time we spoke. I'm pretty sure my last text message to him, which was after they raided his house, but before we realized that he was a monster.
Right.
I'm pretty sure the phone was just vibrating in the
FBI
desk at the FBI. So I don't think he ever got my message.
You don't rate him like, oh, you're not going to make it to the Super Bowl, are you, buddy?
No. If there was a way to get a message in a bottle, I might say something like that. But I figure he's already got it bad enough, you know?
Right. You did rate him. You need days like this to look at the...
You need to have bad days so you know what the good days look like. But right. You see, at that point, I didn't realize the day before that was the last good day he was ever going to have.
Right.
Now, you know never to say that to anyone ever again, right?
You never say that when they're raiding a person's house and taking all their computers, because it really, I'm trying to think, I'm 41, I'm trying to think if I ever saw in the news the cops return the computers and boxes of information and go, well, this was our bad.
Unless you're Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
I mean, maybe I was naive. I'm not friends with Ashton Kutcher. Maybe if I had been friends with him, I would have known better. But you're right. I got to retire that line.
Yeah. Chemda means unless it's a punked prank, then, you know, don't assume it's a misunderstanding. Well, anyway, everybody loves you, obviously. Congratulations on being the best new guest. And we're very happy that you're in our lives. And we, of course, are going to be talking to you soon.
Yes, I will be. I'll see you guys on Saturday night. It's going to be wild. Have a wild time.
There you have it. All right. Enjoy your lunch, I assume. And I'll talk to you soon.
That was just a snack, Keith. You know that.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, I know that it was a dead heat race between me and Karen Feehan.
Right.
And
she hates you now.
Really, really, really hot. And I think that we should go on a date and you guys should tape it and film it because I think that would be hilarious.
Right.
Just to let you know.
I just want you to know that you might have seen a picture of her. She's a ballerina. She's really tiny. She will beat the ever-living shit out of you.
And I'm not going to lie
to you.
I
like that kind of thing.
I don't know if you heard, she enjoys calling people fat. Do we mind?
I like that too. I'm down. I'm ready to get wild.
I think we just made a love connection, you guys.
I'm ready to get wild. They're the number 10 together. All right, Big Mike. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Remember, you got to have bad days so you know what the good days look like.
I hear you. All right, there you have it. All right, everybody. That's the Keith and the Girl 2015 CACA winners.
Don't forget to go to keithandthegirl.com/forums. You could nominate things throughout the year. Some people are nominating entire episodes now because it's just been destroying.
Look at that. Oh, I'm doing it. Micah just won for next year or something. Who the fuck knows? All right.
Thank you for spreading the word and telling people about the show. If you like any episodes, just share that one episode. Share the entire link, which is keithandthegirl.com/iTunes. This has been a blast.
Danny, sorry the phone call didn't work. Congrats, you know. Okay, bye. KeithandTheGirl.com.